And who's this?
This would be guitar great Dick Dale.
Ah. Turn up.
Turn up.
It's Dick Dale. Man. Surf guitar legend Dick Dale.
There you go.
He just passed away a couple, 3 years ago, right? If I'm not mistaken.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he was just lost him not too long ago. This is Cairo Nights. I'm Spike O'Neill. It's our first week in the chair here. If you're a fan of Jack Stein's program at Cairo Nights, we appreciate your sticking around. Jack has decided to stay in California, not relocate to the Great Northwest, and that meant that he wouldn't be able to do this program. And we appreciate the time he gave us the number one audience in town. Hopefully we'll be able to do something that entertains you, find a way to keep you involved, listen to your opposing point of views, find things you like, and move forward. Are you a fan of artificial intelligence? Do you have any of those kind of things at home? Do you ask Siri to find your stuff for you on the internet? Do you ask, what are the other ones they have? Siri, who else?
Alexa, I believe, is the Amazon version.
Alexa. Do you have any of those?
Not really. I mean, as an Apple guy, I had the Siri thing, but it never seemed practical enough. Like, I never had anything I needed it to do enough to bother to deal with the learning curve of using it. I'm just like, I'll just do it the way I always do it. I just never adapted to it. But some friends of mine, they have the Alexa, they have the smart speaker, and they'll just talk to it.
My daughter has Siri, but she has an Irish accent.
Ooh, nice.
I know. It makes it more fun to be involved with.
Maybe I should try it again.
I thought that too. It's a lot more fun than having the standard old, here, take a left turn at the next corner. I always wanted Samuel L. Jackson to be my voice.
I think that'd be
fantastic.
Did you ever have the in-car nav systems back in the day that would talk to you and give you directions? Turn here in five.
Yeah,
whatever.
Make the first available U-turn, because as I go past and take the wrong, make the first available U-turn. My phone does that when I tie it through my Bluetooth in the car. It'll do that to me. It'll give me directions, and talk to me.
The Samuel L. Jackson version would be more fun. I don't think we could imitate it on air, but
turn
it would be
left
fun.
Again! I dare you!
Say what?
Well, Amazon just bought iRobot. Part of Amazon's, plan to conquer the world, and that's fine. I get it. Amazon's got a great business model. It's all volume of scale. They can deliver everything cheaper than anybody else because they just buy everything up. They put it on their website. They've gotten in trouble for unfair competition where they'll underbid people that are selling things on Amazon with their own products. They've been known to copy designs and then put up their own Amazon version and sell it. They got a little bit of trouble for that. But they're trying to corner the market on ambient intelligent. That's for having a smart home. Smart appliances, smart everything, smart thermostats. You can have an app on your phone and turn on your lights from across town. Turn up your temperature on the way home. Cool down the house. excuse me, I got something caught in my throat. House will be kind of hot all day, and you can start turning the furnace down on the way home. So by the time you get there, it's a nice, comfortable 70, 68 degrees. I kind of like to have that. I don't have any of that stuff. I don't do any of that stuff. I think I'd kind of like to.
And it's great for energy saving, too, because as it learns your patterns, it knows when it needs to gear up and wind down, so you waste less energy, which is a great thing environmentally.
You can have the house kind of chill you all night and then warm it up before you wake up.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll look into this stuff. They bought iRobot, Amazon did, and iRobot is famous for their Roomba, the vacuum cleaning robot that kind of bounces around your apartment and cleans up. You have one of those? Of course
I don't.
You don't. I know. Look who I'm talking to. You don't have that.
Well, it's not that I wouldn't get one. I mean, ever since I saw one in Breaking Bad, I'm like, that's very cool. Jesse Pinkman had a Roomba. So now I would get a Roomba,
really?
But I don't know. I don't rent a big enough space right now to make it worth paying that price for. My apartment's very small. So.
Yeah, I hear you. You gotta really. It's gotta have enough square footage to make it worth your while. Those are expensive.
You must have room for the Roomba to roam.
Oh, let's put that on a pillow.
Sounds like a song.
It really does. Well, Amazon bought Roomba because they want to just corner the market on all intelligent stuff. I think Amazon just wants to know how big your apartment is or how big your house is. Amazon, you know, they can track everything about you. You know, you've heard of stories of your Alexa's listening to you. I laugh, my wife laugh, Alexa laughed. You know, they eavesdrop on the apartment. Now if they have a Roomba and they can kind of cover your square footage, know where you have your furniture, start selling you ads for a bigger couch, start selling you ads for area rugs. You know, you drop a lot of stuff on this carpet. They can kind of weigh your Roomba at the end of the day. You're kind of a slob. You like Doritos. Here's some Dorito ads.
Cool Ranch, yes.
Yeah,
cool. I'm hungry.
he eats a lot of Cool Ranch. Start getting Cool Ranch coupons in the mail. You know, I would like to have these conveniences. I would like to have the ability to, you know, you're not going to make it home in time. Let's start recording the ball game. I'd love to be able to. I wish I had that. I guess it's available to me. You know, I've got a cable package at home through a pretty popular cable company.
You haven't cut the cord yet?
I haven't cut the cord. You know, my wife and daughter and I, we like to watch a lot of entertainment, and we all have different tastes. You know, my wife watches those How to Kill Your Husband shows. That troubles me a little bit.
Yeah, I was going to say, does that worry you somewhat? Just, you know, you never know. You sleep with one eye open, maybe, holding your pillow tight.
Yeah, exactly. She's a big fan of the murder mysteries and the detective shows, you know. But I figure, you know, if I made it 32 years with her, I should be okay. But we haven't cut the cord. We still have the complete cable package. And they offer the ability to, you know, get an app on my phone that can program my TV from across town, set my schedule. I just haven't bothered to learn how to do that stuff. I'd be worried how much information they gather, though. You know, I don't think I'd ever be comfortable having them gather so much information about me. I mean, that's your value to a company like that, is your information, your name, your buying habits.
Do you worry about it, though, from a conspiratorial perspective, or is it just something you personally kind of like, I don't really like that way of doing business?
Well, I know I'm being pitched to, you know, I know that I'll be advertised to. So I don't know if it's a conspiracy as much as I know what's going to happen. You know, they know what I search for. I mean, you might also enjoy this. You've seen those kind of recommendations from your search history.
Sometimes those are a little more personal than I really want to see. Those
right.
actually can be a little scary, particularly since it's figured out, the algorithm has now figured out that I'm aging and
right.
the sort of things that it starts to suggest. And I'm like, this is a little personal for my technology.
You might also enjoy oatmeal sometime in the near future. How about some pudding? Yeah, I don't think it's a conspiracy that I worry about. I think it's just an inevitable trend. That they're going to know more about us and more about us. And I just don't want to be sold to. I remember last Christmas or two Christmases ago, I was looking for a gift for my younger daughter. I was going to buy her a guitar, and I'm searching guitars online. Next thing you know, we at that time, we kept the only computer in the house in the dining room. Or not the dining room, but the little office alcove off the dining room. So if my kid was going to be on the computer, the whole family could see what she was looking for, you know? So I'm looking on my particular search engine under my profile for guitars, and my daughter goes online and all of a sudden sees ads for this exact guitar I bought her popping up in the feed. I'm like, great. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Amazon, for blowing Christmas for me. So I worry about artificial intelligence. I worry about our privacy. Do you believe the story that if you leave your camera uncovered on your laptop computer, that they can go in and turn your camera on without you knowing it and watch what you do? You think that's true?
It may have been one of those things that was true, but given that I'm an Apple guy, I don't think that was ever done, A, on Apple, and B, I don't think later models. I mean, once they knew that that was doable, I'm sure there's some sort of technology that prevents it now. So it probably was real on some model of computer at some time, but I don't worry about it today.
How about those doorbells? You have one of those Ring doorbells?
No, because I don't own my building. I rent. So if I owned the property, I absolutely would have one of those.
I think that's amazing that you can watch what's outside. You know, I've had people answer their door and they're not even home. I've had somebody let me in their house, my cousins. down in Albuquerque. I visited down the Great Southwest and showed up at their house, and they weren't home, and they let me in from across town.
And the great thing about that, too, is from a security standpoint, if somebody's stealing your packages or something like that, you have a video record of that. And also, I'm one of these people, and maybe this is typical, maybe it's not. If I don't know somebody's coming over,
right,
I'm not going to answer my door. Random people knocking on my door has always been weird to me. I just don't answer. I like to see who it is.
I love the idea that you could be watching TV. Somebody knocks on your door and you look who it is and, nah, I'm not answering that.
That's just me when I hear the knock in general. If I'm not expecting you, go away.
You're not going to answer. Do you screen your phone calls? Do you? Of course, we all do, right? Everybody does.
Phone calls? Well, what, people use these things to make calls?
I know.
I just read it.
Yeah, I will blow off a call if I see who it is, and I don't want to talk to them right now. I don't have time to talk to them right now. Yep, we're slaves to technology and advancements, but they're making our lives better.
I've never bought into this argument, though, that it's a government thing. People are like, the government.
I know.
It's like, you know what? Everything boils down to money. Amazon wants to know what you like and dislike so they can sell you more of what you like.
That's right.
That's the simple thing. My life is not that interesting apart from being commoditized. There's nothing that is that fascinating. There's somebody sitting up at the CIA or in some server store. Wow, that guy leads a fascinating life. No, I don't.
I know, me either.
I'm boring. No one cares.
Oh, come on. You've got to do something interesting.
This is the most interesting part of my day, which is fun, but it's not really sensational in a people, you know, gasping if they find it out way. Oh, you're in radio. That's cool. All right.
Okay.
That's good. That's nice for you.
Yeah. I'll look into smart doorbells and smart refrigerators and smart thermostats and smart door locks. And I don't want a fridge that can weigh me before I walk up to it and throw a bolt across it. And no, you can't. You reach for something inside, reach for pudding inside your fridge, and there's a scale in the floor in front of your fridge, and you just get zapped. And all of a sudden, the drawer pops open with green beans, and that's all you're allowed to have. I think my wife wants to invent that fridge.
Is that her plan to kill you slowly?
No, she'd give me the pudding if she was trying to kill me slowly. She's trying to get more years out of me.
Oh, okay.
At least until she can get me fully insured, then, you know, all bets are off. Have more beef jerky. Have more pudding.
Well, that's the ticket, hooking up with those rich radio stars and our massive salaries.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That's what ladies want. Yeah, that's what they want. That's what they all want. Here's a story I want to talk to you a little bit about. Companies hoarding their employees. Have you had to change jobs out there recently? It's a worker's market. I guess that's how you put that, right? Unemployment down to 3.5% after today's crazy job numbers. Twice as many jobs added as they expected in July. 500,000 jobs added in July. Now the whole pushback on whether we're in a recession or not is up in the air again, up for debate again. Because how can you be in a recession when you've got 500,000 jobs added in 1 month, twice what the expectations were? And a lot of different factors cause a recession. Two quarters of downward GDP growth is by definition a recession, so you'd have to kind of say we're in a recession. But adding 500,000 jobs, that's good news. That means workers are harder to find. Companies aren't firing people the way they used to. Maybe we'll be okay after a show like this. Maybe we'll still be able to come in on Monday because it's hard to find people these days. Companies are firing people slower than they used to be, and they're giving people bonuses to stay. You know, when you see a company hiring and they're offering these bonuses to sign on, and their current employees find out and they got to match those bonuses to keep the people, it's a workers' market these days. That's good for us. I'm in my dream job again, finally. You know, after 4 years off air, went into sales, broke my heart. I didn't mind it, didn't love it. This I love. I like doing this, I like talking to people. And yes, I like listening to opposing viewpoints. Some of the texters don't think that's true, but it is. I like listening to opposing viewpoints. I like giving what I think to you guys and getting back what you think from me. That's good. Text her at 888-973-5479. Hold on. 888-973-5476.
Walk me through. Got the reverb on that.
I know, right? I was trying to read and talk at the same time. That's never good. We cut the cord on Comcast. We only have the internet now. Nice. And they give us a free box that connects to the Wi-Fi. You get all kinds of free television shows. Interesting. I can't give up the stuff I love. I like knowing it's there. I don't different apps, Hulu.
And you know the
Amazon
whole thing
Prime.
Too was the whole technology is going to save it and empower the consumer, and cutting the cord is going to lower your bill. Have you noticed how many different streaming services there are? And if you're a sports fan, then you've got to add the streaming service. It's got the sports that you follow.
Right.
And by that time, you're about back at cable bill prices. And those prices are going to go up, too. So they've got you either way.
It does add up. It nickel and dimes you every month. Another figure, another figure, another figure, another figure. Yeah, I need to look at that, though. I need to look at how much I'm actually, because I do have a cable package. And I do spend a monthly figure on my cable. But I know we've also got those services, too. I kind of indulge my girls at home. I want to be able to watch everything that comes on. I have Netflix because my kid's addicted to Stranger Things. I mean, the television show. She's not addicted to Stranger Things. My kid doesn't have fetishes, I don't think. I hope not. I don't think. You know, I'm a parent that doesn't know a lot about what my kids do. And I know a lot, but I don't know everything, and I don't want to know everything. I fear for the parent that knows everything their kid's doing. I think that'd be horrible. Oh, a little Who? Thank you. From Quadrophenia. I'm Spike O'Neill. This is Cairo Nights. We will find our way, and hopefully you'll be there with us when we do. Be back right after these. Don't go anywhere. Oh, yeah! That's Rod Stewart. The album Footloose and Fancy Free, if I'm not mistaken. Hot Legs. I'm going to guess like 78, somewhere there.
I think so.
Yeah.
I couldn't tell you.
I think I could tell you. I think I was 15 years old and loving this album. I'm Spike O'Neill. Welcome to Cairo Nights. It is 8:33. Not sure if you're a fan of the Impossible Meat, I guess that's what they call it. Right? The Impossible.
Yeah, it's the Impossible Meat.
Yeah. Kevin's going to run the board for a little bit here. I think Matt's...
couple minutes.
Matt's out there valet parking our cars. So he's doing a couple extra bucks. It made a lot more money when Dory was here earlier in the day to valet park the cars. Well, my car's not that great. Not that much. So Cracker Barrel, national institution, right? Cracker Barrel, coast to coast. Cracker Barrel offered the Impossible Sausage on their menu. Little Southern-style Cracker Barrel restaurants. Throwing some Impossible Sausage in your food for you. Well, they got in a little trouble. Part of your build-your-own breakfast menu at Cracker Barrel. It's still a good song. So, discover new meat frontiers, Cracker Barrel wrote on their social media post about the Impossible Sausage, plant-based sausage. It's not like they're serving up, you know, I mean... Do you know what's in a hot dog?
I would prefer not to because
you're right.
I love hot dogs.
You would prefer not to. It's the parts of the pig you can't sell. You know, you love ham, sure. You love bacon, sure. You love pork chops, sure. You love tenderloin, sure.
And I love hot dogs. Let's keep it that way.
I do
shall
too.
We?
You know what? I'm fearless. I will eat anything that doesn't eat me first, and I will eat me first too if you're nice about it. But people have a real problem with Impossible Meat, at least the patrons of the Cracker Barrel. People, why do people care so much that we're trying to make your life healthier? You don't have to have it. It's just an option. And if you'll eat a hot dog, and I know you will and I will, and most of the folks that go to Cracker Barrel, I'm guessing, eat hot dogs too. You'll eat the stuff they scrape off the rendering floor at the processing plant. You'll eat that, no problem, because it's, you know, handed to you in a bun at a ball game.
Stop making me hungry. We've got an hour
and a half to
go. I
know, me too. I know. But you got a problem with plant-based sausage. I don't get it.
Do these people not eat anything plant-based? Well, I guess that would mean they don't eat salad, which
when you look at a plate at the Cracker Barrel, you've got all your major food groups are there. Fat, sugar, grease, all the major food groups. Caffeine, all four. The part of a good, healthy Southern food pyramid.
Indeed.
You know, but eggs, hash browns, and sausage. Not a lot of green on a breakfast plate to begin with. That's fair, you know. But I'm guessing the salad's not the main staple there with the Cracker Barrel. I don't mean to be bagging on the Cracker Barrel, but if you folks have a problem with even the option of a plant-based meat substitute, come on.
But why do you think that is? Why is it in our culture, and especially on social media, why is it when you give somebody something extra, when you add something to the menu, that there is more choice offends people? Why does it bother people? Why does it bother people that there's electric cars and that there's growth in that? Why does it bother them if Cracker Barrel adds something else to the menu? I don't eat or drink everything at any given restaurant I go to or any store. Why does choice bother people?
I think a lot of people believe the crazier that you make a statement, the more likely that some people will believe it. Some people think that they're offering these impossible burgers and these impossible sausages as a way to take over, to gain control of you. There's something in there that makes you a slave.
The impossible sausage will turn you into a gay frog. Alex Jones told me so.
Well, I'm on my way. You know what? Starbucks has one of those impossible breakfast sandwiches. I don't know if you've ever had one.
I haven't tried that yet.
I got one by accident. It's funny. I hadn't thought about it until this moment, but I was driving cross country, bringing my daughter back from New York when she bailed on New York City in the middle of COVID, lost her job, lost her apartment, had to move back to Seattle. So I flew to New York, got in a car, and drove my daughter across the country. Did it in 3 days, 2 nights, a lot of driving. Stopped in Indiana at a Starbucks, because when you're driving on the road in the middle of nowhere, the Starbucks mermaid is as comforting as the McDonald's golden arches. You know, you'll know exactly what you're going to get, at no matter where that Starbucks could be in Beverly Hills, a Starbucks could be in Elk Snort, Indiana, which I think we were. Elk Heart, I believe it's really called. That should be nice. But they went to the drive-thru, and they gave me an impossible sandwich by accident. It's not what I ordered. And I was, you know, already halfway down the road when I figured it out, and I ate it anyway.
Apparently the impossible part was getting your order right.
That's very true. I actually liked it. It was pretty good. You know, I got nothing against pork, as you can see from my physique. I got the body of a mermaid, a very fat mermaid. I'm a size 12 mermaid and a size 4 set of scales. But I like the impossible sandwich, breakfast sandwich at McDonald's. I probably wouldn't mind an impossible burger. I guess I don't know what it is. The impossible burger doesn't appeal to me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, burger itself should be meat. That's meat. That's a burger.
So how would you say your experience with this impossible breakfast sandwich, how would you describe it, the taste? Is it dramatically different?
No.
Is it similar but odd?
Not in any way, shape, or form. I couldn't have told you it wasn't pork. I couldn't. The texture was the same. And it's all seasoning anyway. I mean, sausages and whatnot, those are, again, sausages aren't much better than hot dogs when you talk about what goes into a sausage. It's the part that they can't make look like a pork chop. You know, so that's ground up in it. They say two things you don't want to see made, laws and sausages. And there's a reason. Those are true statements. You already heard about how the last law was getting made and how difficult that was. Sausages, probably even worse, because they don't use a shovel to make laws, but I'm pretty sure they use shovels to make sausages. So why wouldn't something made of plant be more attractive than the stuff they were able to scrape together and put into a patty for you or a link for you? You know why they put sausages in links? Because it's the only thing that holds them together, that skin they shove it into. Otherwise, it'd be all over the map. So, you know what, Cracker Barrel fans? You Cracker Barrel fans who I'm sure all run marathons are all wearing, you know, jogging yoga pants from Lululemon when you go into the Cracker Barrel. I'm sure that's not the case. I'm sure many of you haven't seen your toes in a while. I'm not pointing fingers because I got stubby little fat hands and I haven't seen my toes in a while either.
What's the point of seeing toes you can't count?
Oh, dude. That's Matt, everybody. Not only does he pick the music, he can throw the hammer. I just think folks ought to be a little more open-minded. You know, Cracker Barrel fans, don't be mad they gave you the choice. You can choose not to have it. You know, what if they put on your plate one day and you ate it by accident? You actually had some healthier food. Probably sue them is what they probably do. Stick to your basics, the major franchises success. Don't ever push that crap in my direction, said one social media poster on the Cracker Barrel has a Facebook page. That's got to be a fun page.
But again, the mentality.
Stick to the basics that made your franchise a success.
Of all the things that I have to do today, I'm going to go on social media and yell at a giant chain for adding something to their menu.
Something healthy. Remember, though, this is the place that brought you the maple bacon grilled chicken.
Mmm. Mm.
And stuffed cheesecake pancakes. Stuffed cheesecake might make your arteries clog just listening to that, doesn't it? Doesn't it?
But it also makes me hungry.
Makes you hungry. Are there Cracker Barrels out here in the Great Northwest? I'm gonna do a quick little Google search for Cracker Barrel near me because I can get an impossible breakfast sandwich at McDonald's. I could probably get some impossible sandwich at the Cracker Barrel, but I want me some cheesecake stuffed pancakes. I'm doing a quick search.
There are some in Oregon, apparently.
Oh, outside the Portland. Yeah, they're around the Portland area. That's the closest I'm seeing, too. Let's take a road trip, Matt. What do you think?
Sounds good. The last time I was at a Cracker Barrel was when I was a kid, and I remember they sold these little wooden peg games where you could jump the pegs and try to leave only one remaining in the puzzle.
Have you ever done that game?
I did. I bought one when I was a kid. That was fun.
Do you keep up on that skill?
I've not. I may be a little rusty in my peg jumping skills.
I can do that puzzle every time.
And get it down to one.
Guaranteed to one.
Wow.
Every time. I know the trick.
How are you with Rubik's Cubes?
I couldn't do a Rubik's Cube if my life depended on it. If my children were in a cage and it was sinking into a lake like in Waterworld, and all I had to do was solve a Rubik's Cube to get them, I wouldn't have a shot at it. My nephew can, he's my cousin's son, so we think of him as a nephew. That kid can do Rubik's Cube blindfolded in under 30 seconds. Because there's a trained muscle memory pattern of doing a Rubik's Cube. And it's, you know, turn, twist, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't matter. You don't have to look at the colors at all. When you do that pattern, the squares line up and he can do Rubik's Cube blind. He can do it behind his back. You know, I mean, I couldn't do one to be in it, but I can do those little peg puzzles, leaving it down to one. You can do it every time. I'll teach you the system. I'll teach you the secret. Impress your friends. Win money at a bar. One of the coolest bar bets ever, man. I can pick up a cherry with a glass without any hands in a bar. I'm Spike O'Neill. Believe it or not, this is a radio show. This is Cairo Nights. We'll be back right after these. Don't go anywhere. We'll come find you if you do. All right, Matt, we seem to have hit a vein here. Text line has exploded. We could talk about politics, recession, vaccines, masks, you name it. Nothing has lit up the text line here at 888-973-5476 like the Impossible Burger.
Well, I mean, it appears to be, if it sets social media alight and it seems to be getting reaction here, apparently people are passionate about it. I just can't really figure out why.
Well, folks have been pointing out that while it is plant-based, it is also high in sodium, ridiculously high in sodium, and they're probably right. I haven't looked into it. I don't read instructions.
Most foods are nowadays.
Yeah, exactly. Most foods aren't great for you, and even though it's high in sodium, it is still plant-based. I'm pretty sure sausage is damn high in sodium, too, and there's a lot of bad things about fat and pork and red meat in general. I'm a big meat fan. I love eating meat. I love eating hot dogs. You said, too, you don't want to know what's in it. I'm ashamed to know what's in it, and sometimes my stomach doesn't even care.
It's a cheery thought that not eating will kill you, but also everything that you eat will also kill you.
Isn't that great? Everything will kill you. It's just a matter of speed and degree. I mean, nobody gets out of here alive. Jim Morrison said it best.
So did Hank Williams Sr.
Hank Williams, yep. It's
never get out of this world
alive.
It
all ends the same way. We just have to figure out how long we can put that off, you know? You know what I've never had a Choco Taco. I was listening to Dave Ross, right? So Klondike bars make the Choco Taco.
Yes. So I have had them. I think they're wonderful.
So basically this is just an ice cream cone folded in half.
It's kind of like if you take a waffle cone and turn it into a taco shape and then fill it with ice cream and chocolate.
How have I missed this?
It's completely unhealthy and also wonderful.
Well, that's those two things are synonymous. Unhealthy and wonderful go hand in hand.
Usually.
If you can reach your one hand to the other, if you eat enough of these Choco Tacos. So they discontinued it, and there was an outrage, and it's back. When it was discontinued by Klondike, by the way, when I was listening to Dave's show this morning, a package on eBay of original sealed package of Choco Tacos was going for $37 in the aftermarket, you know, fighting those discontinued items, and I'll pay anything to get my hands on a Choco Taco.
Of course, it would probably arrive in less than ideal condition.
I'd insist it was frozen.
Well, you know? I think Dave's article goes on to elaborate that the 37 was the, how much did you say it was,
$37?
Okay. Yeah, that was the low end. And it might not arrive in the best condition, but you could get one for like $500.
Oh, as I keep reading.
If you got it packed in dry ice.
$550 delivery for dry ice packed. Yeah. Well,
there was a restaurant in New York City that came up with their own version that was encrusted with edible gold.
Oh, whatever.
That one was also pricey.
Okay, Kardashian that thing up, why don't you? Good gravy. I'm not a real conspiracy theory kind of guy. We've talked about that on quite a few occasions.
Just think, you could have been making $800,000 a year.
I know, right? Well, a day.
You missed your calling.
A day. I couldn't have done that. But I think sometimes companies do take stuff away just to build the demand and build the missing and the controversy. Who has the pizza taco? Who is that? Is that Taco Bell? The Mexican pizza?
The Mexican pizza, right?
They brought back the Mexican pizza, but then they didn't have enough. They couldn't meet demand. Let's just send out 10% of what we need to have Mexican pizza out there. Then when it runs out, we can say we ran out. We can't keep the supply going because it's so popular.
But like McDonald's, I think, does that right because basically say, yeah, we'll have the Shamrock Shake and the McRib every so often. That way you anticipate it, but you also don't have a fit thinking it's disappeared. The McRib, another food I don't particularly want to know what it's made of,
neither.
But it's delicious.
It's got more Mick than rib in it, I can tell you that. Yeah, that built-in scarcity. That's a classic marketing thing. You know, you make just enough of them to make them scarce. You know, that makes everybody want one. Fear of loss is one of the greatest motivators of all time in sales. I've only got two left of this thing. Anytime you see an ad that says I've only got two left at this price, don't believe it. They've got hundreds. My favorite sports team won a national championship this spring, and I was trying to find one of those T-shirts they were wearing in the locker room. And I see it on the website, and it says, only three left. And I'm thinking, nah, I don't need another T-shirt. I've got 1,000 T-shirts. I don't need another T-shirt. And I missed it. I skipped on it. And then a month later, I see the same T-shirt. Only 7 left. I'm like, you bastards. You sneaky bastards. So, yeah, so fear of missing out, fear of losing is a great sales motivator. The Choco Taco is always coming back. You people who paid $550, I'm happy for you. I'm happy you got that kind of cash to throw around. I'll tell you what, for $520, I'll come to your house and I'll make you a Choco Taco. Okay, I'll find out how they do it. I'll get a waffle cone. I'll soften it up in the sun. I'll refreeze it. I'll chock it full of the greatest ice cream you ever tasted. I'll melt down some chocolate and dip it on the edges, some crushed nuts on the end of it like I know you like. I'll make you that Choco Taco for $30 less than the going price. And it'll be ice cold, I promise you. I'm hungry too, man. I'm hungry too. So, folks, if you don't like impossible meat, if you like a Choco Taco, you're my hero. I'll be there with you. Give impossible meat a try. Give pork a try. Live life. We're all going to go sometime. You know, they say if you quit smoking, you live 20 years longer. Nah, it'll just feel 20 years longer because you're so miserable because you quit smoking. It was the only thing you were doing for yourself.
And how old was George Burns, by the way? When he passed,
ooh, was he,
with
he,
those cigars?
I think he hit 100, didn't he?
I think he did.
I know Betty White. We lost Betty White just days before.
Yes.
Couldn't they have just, you know, pumped her full of air and just kept it going until she hit 100? No, that's Betty White. What am I talking about? Sacrilege. Betty White was a treasure, a national treasure. All right, kids. It's 8:54. It's Cairo Nights. We have another hour to go. I promise you. We'll be back right after these. Don't go anywhere.